From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. An internal review by the Justice Department says that many immigrants who were detained after the 9/11 attacks were held much longer than necessary. The report says people were jailed for weeks before they were ever charged. Many spent months in jail even though they had no connection with terrorism. But, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the review does not question the legality of the arrests.
After 9/11, the FBI quickly detained at least 762 immigrants and held them in detention. The goal was to prevent further attacks, but in the end, only a handful were ever linked to terrorism and charged. Now, a report by the Justice Department says the FBI was too eager to arrest immigrants and too reluctant to release them. Glenn Fine is Inspector General for the Justice Department.
We found the FBI, particularly in New York, made little attempt to distinguish between someone who was a subject of a lead and someone who was confronted incidental to a lead.
So some people were detained because they were hanging out with suspects. Others were swept up simply on the basis of anonymous tips. And Fine says the FBI adopted a policy of hold until cleared. In other words, detainees had to wait for the FBI to decide they were not a threat.
But we found that the clearance process was slow, that it was understaffed by the FBI, and it was not given adequate priority.
To civil liberties groups, Fine's report only confirms what they've been saying since 9/11.
The war on terror, which is necessary and critical, quickly turned into a war on immigrants.
Anthony Romero is executive director of the ACLU. He says the report shows the government recognized early on that most detainees had no links to terrorism. Nevertheless, they were held an average of 80 days, some with no access to legal counsel or their families, some kept in their cells 23 hours a day.
So clearly what happened is that immigrants languished in federal lockup due to bureaucratic inertia, due to explicit policies and actions by the government that impeded their access to counsel and their family members.
The report catalogs many government excesses in the treatment of the detainees, but Inspector General Glenn Fine says he was not asked to judge the policy itself.
No, we didn't. We did not make an assessment of the legality of it or the illegality of the treatment of the detainees.
And the Justice Department said today the report is consistent with what the courts have held, that the detentions were legal. Spokeswoman Barbara Comstock says the department will institute some reforms because of this and other findings, but
we make no apologies for finding every legal way possible to protect the American public at a time of unprecedented threat and unprecedented disaster, post 9/11.
Some detainees, however, have gone to court to prove the government wrong. David Cole of Georgetown University is representing plaintiffs in a class action suit, which he says will show the policy was illegal.
And many of our clients were held for 4-5 months on no probable cause, simply because the FBI had not yet convinced itself that they were innocent. And ultimately, it did convince itself that they were innocent, and they were allowed to leave.
While those suits proceed, the government is giving every indication the detention policy was the right thing to do, and under the right circumstances, it might be required again. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.